cross. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to another edition, a very exciting edition of the News Hour, coming to you here live and direct from Guangzhou City in China on this day, the 10th, is that correct?
Yes.
The 10th day of September in the year of our Lord 2013. The time now is exactly 2 a.m. here in China, 7 p.m. in London, 7 p.m. in Biafraland. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the director and host of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are on this planet. As usual, we welcome you with a very special greeting of good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and even good night to some people, because unfailingly, Radio Biafra is being listened to in every country on this planet. Wherever you are, you should be able to receive us either by going to www.radiobiafra.co. You can get us via www.peopleofbiafra.org. You can get us via www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org or www.biliehumanrights.org. Alternatively, and the best way to listen to us is via our app. Our Android and our Apple apps are out. If you have an iPhone, an iPad, if you have any Android platform or Android operated system, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra on it. What you need to do is to go to Google Play or Android Market, type in Radio Biafra in the search field. You should be able to see our app, and you download it on your device. That could be a way for you to listen to Radio Biafra on the move. We welcome you once again wherever you are, because this is the only radio station on this planet where you can speak in one country and you hear your voice in another. The only place where if whatever the wind blows us to, Radio Biafra all time should be able to broadcast from there. Once again, we welcome you. Our number with which you can contact us this morning from here or evening in London and Biafra land to be able to interact with us is +86 156 2505 6882. I repeat, +86 156 2505 6882. As usual, you can also add us on your Skype contact list. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra, all one word, in small letters to your contact list. We should be able to approve you. Even without approval, you should and ought to be able to contact us should you wish to contribute to our discussions later. Our news headlines and our news items are packed today. We have tried to abbreviate it, to abridge it to only 6 key headlines. If you go to the website, it's up to 11. There you can see what we are bringing to you in terms of what is happening in the Zoological Republic and how it impacts on our march, our relentless drive towards the restoration of Biafra, which must be undertaken in truth and honesty. It is a project we are dedicated to for life. It is an honor to serve the people of Biafra by making sure that the restoration of Biafra is accomplished on or before 2015. We do not have an inexhaustible timetable. We do not have a 90-point agenda. We don't have a 25-stage, a 30-stage, a 40-stage process before we get what we're looking for. Our process is only 3, and we are on to the first of it. After that, we will go home, after a worldwide demonstration. After that, we'll drive away all the workers of iniquity from home, and then we face our enemies, and Biafra will be with us. We are not begging anybody to give us Biafra, because when Frederick Lugard came, he didn't even come with a visa to start with. He bulldozed his way in and told me that Igbo people who are related to the BBO people, who are related to the Doma people, who are related to the Jo people, who are related to the Robos and the Shekiris should be. May somebody please look at it. Somebody may have tampered with it. It's gone down, it's gone off sync. We would like it restored as quickly as possible, please, because the world is listening. The world is listening that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from Guangzhou in China. Our studio, as always, has a lot of Biafrans in it. Some of them are trying to recover from nearly 3 days of marathon broadcast. They are trying to recover. So we do excuse them wherever we are. Wherever you are, please, that the Radio Biafra connection was down for a bit, but it's back on now. Please, can somebody not go near it, please? If you want somewhere to plug in your phones, can you please suffer a dead battery for some time, please, in favor of our listeners who are all over the world? It makes us appear unprofessional should our system begin to go down all the time, especially when we are broadcasting. We do apologize for the slight delay. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, if you're having any disruption, refresh your browser. It is F5 for you. Click on the refresh button. That should be able to bring you back once again, please. We do apologize for the slight loss of transmission there. The problem has been fixed, and we are proceeding full steam ahead. That once again, this is Radio Biafra. You are listening to Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. I have the editorial board back in London and all over the world, where they are scattered, where they are working towards the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. This radio station remains and will remain incorruptible. It is here to bring about, to usher in, to project the voice of the Biafran people who are being bombed by Boko Haram, who are being killed, who are being chased away from their places of residence in the northern part of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, who are being deported from Lagos. We are talking about people without jobs, people where they give birth to their kids and they sell those children due to hunger. We say we are rich, but we are selling our children that we may be able to feed. Every blessed day there is somebody selling his or her baby. That is how bad things are. That is why this march towards the restoration of Biafra is unstoppable. Anybody who tries to stop it will pay with his or her life. It's a promise to them. This is Radio Biafra. We have Chidera with us, and our studio is packed. Please, Chidera, without much hesitation, I will go to you to please acknowledge our wonderful listeners in every continent on this planet, in every country, in every city, in every town, in every village, in every hamlet, in every family. Please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are today, I'm saying good morning, good afternoon, good night to all of you, wherever you are on the planet. I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the broadcast from Tennessee, United States. Please do stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Once again, we must not hesitate to apologize to our distinguished listeners who are scattered all over the world for the slight loss in transmission. It was occasioned by a loss in the signal we are receiving from our equipment, but it's all been rectified and we are good to go. This is Radio Biafra. Do not forget to tell your friends and your family. Continue to remind people of their obligation remind them of their obligation to tune into Radio Biafra and to listen to it. We especially welcome Chimamanda to Radio Biafra London Facebook group page, where she is, and for her contribution, that is to show the class and the caliber of people we are attracting. She is the author of The Half of the Yellow Sun. Thank you very much for being part of us and continue to preach to people about the need for Biafra. We welcome her, especially with open arms, and we hope that she'll be able to enrich our understanding from a perspective that makes it possible for some other people who may be impervious to our problems to be able to receive it. Chimamanda is welcome to Radio Biafra London group page on Facebook. That is why you must continue to add your friends. It's very important. You don't know who you are going to add. We will now go around the studio one after the other. Please give us your name, as you've been doing for the past 3 nights. You will give us your name and where you come from. Please make sure the microphone is on. You give us your name and where you come from. Please continue.
Good night, good morning, good evening, people of Biafra, wherever you are in the planet. We greet all. My name is Onyinye Ononiwu. I'm from Umuduru Nihe, Ochi Ogwa, Mbitolike Duru, Imo State, Biafra Land. Thank you to follow us, listen to us this night for our program, for development of Biafra in the world. Thank you, brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. That is how to announce where you come from. You give it to us complete with nothing missing. Please go ahead.
Good morning, fellow dear friends. Good evening, brothers. My name is Brother Patrick Ezendoka. I'm here from Umuchu in Aguatala government area, Anambra State, dear friend land. Thank you and stay tuned and listen to us this night.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good morning, people of Biafra.
I can't hear you. I cannot hear you, please. I cannot hear you.
Good morning.
Yeah, that's better.
Good morning, fellow Biafrans all over the world, from China. Good night to some people. Good afternoon. We are here broadcasting from China, Guangzhou. My name is Sylvester Aniborgo. I'm from Eziago in Isiugu Umana in Enugu. Thank you and stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. There's a slot. I hope that microphone is okay. When others get it closer to your mouth and speak to the center of the microphone, please. Go ahead.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Onwuka Emmanuel. I am from Ebem Ohafia.
Raise your voice, please. What do you know? Una to know John.
Speak up. Ebem Ohafia in Abia State.
Yes.
Thank you. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Ohafia and Ibeku are one. We are related. Go ahead, please. The next person.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night for some Biafra people down east. I greet you all. My name is Bright Njere from Imo State, East Alambanu local government. Thank you. Stay tuned as you listen to us this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you. The next person.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters, the good people of Biafra. I greet you all. My name is Peter Ndijeku Chukwebuka. We are broadcasting live from Guangzhou, China. In today's edition, I welcome you all, my brothers and sisters. Stay tuned and enjoy today's edition. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. The next person, are we complete?
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, people of Biafra all over the world. My name is Achukwudubemo Okonkwo Akunna. I'm from Idemili local government, Abatete, in Anambra State, Biafra land. Thank you. Stay tuned and listen to the program.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Are we complete?
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra, friends of Biafra all over the world. I welcome you to today's edition. My name is Uche Steven Aya. I was from Okpohue Chiora in Arichuku, LGA, Abia State. Thank you.
Thank you.
I greet you all, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Shukuma Oluza. I'm from Imo State, Osun Local Government, in Awudemiri. I greet you all and I welcome you for today's edition. Please stay tuned and listen to us.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, good evening, people of Biafra and friends of Biafra. My name is Metu Malaki. I'm from Imo State, Mbitolo, from Owa, to be precise. Yeah, welcome to today's live broadcast from Guangzhou, China. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much. We welcome all of you. I said the studio is not as packed as it's been, but this is how long it's taken us to introduce ourselves. That goes to show you the enthusiasm in China. That goes to show you that in China, there are Biafrans in China. When these people live here and visit you and say they are Biafrans from China, please stand up if you see them. They are wonderful people. They are dedicated. The time now here is 14 minutes past 2 a.m. in the morning. They have diligently been with us since we came. These people here, they don't sleep. They come to the hotel to see me. And we are continuing our journey because our quest is honorable. It is just. And God is with us. That is the reason why we are going to succeed. I am also delighted to say that we are joined by the very eminent barrister himself and attorney at law. Barrister Mamezu has joined us from London. Barrister, you will greet our people. They are waiting to hear from you. Please proceed. Barrister, can you hear me?
Director, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, please. We are waiting for you to acknowledge our listeners.
Director, you put me on hold.
You are not on hold. You are with me. I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead. Barrister, I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you go ahead,
everybody,
please?
Good evening, all my brothers who are seated with Director in China. Today is another day for us to carry on our usual discussion. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You are welcome to the program. You are welcome to the program, please. Chidera, you will kindly give us the news headlines and accompanying news summary. This is Radio Biafra.
The news headlines. Will succeed if President Jonathan is stopped in 2015, says Niger Delta Group. Arewa Consultative Forum has warned former militants to withdraw their threats against Vice President Atiku. Pedophile in Katsina raped 5-year-old girl to death. Pastor kills teenager during deliverance. Another baby factory discovered in Imo as police arrest the proprietor. And lastly, Borno State to demolish churches. Now the news in full. A group in the Niger Delta Progressive Alliance, NPA, yesterday threatened that the region will consider seceding from Nigeria if President Jonathan is barred by the People's Democratic Party, PDP, from contesting the 2016 election on its platform. Writing from a meeting, the group in a communique entitled 2016, Time to Bid Nigeria Farewell, said the condition given by 7 PDP governors that Jonathan should not contest in 2016 as a ground for the restoration of peace to PDP was insulting and humiliating. The communique jointly signed by Dikin Angonime Fejide and Nsikak Ebong, President and General Secretary, respectively, argued that the move to stop Jonathan from recontesting the top office was being conceived because the President is from South-South. The group said President Goodluck Jonathan must be allowed to exercise his constitutionally guaranteed right of seeking a second term in 2015 elections. But in the event of any attempt by any individual or group to deprive him of his democratic rights, we have resolved to march force for force, even if it will...
Even if it will do what, sorry? Have we lost connection? No, we have not. Chidera, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please repeat. Start all over again, if you may.
A group in the Niger Delta Progressive Alliance, NPA, yesterday threatened that the region will...
No, your signal is very weak. I may have to take over from here. Your signal is weak, I'm afraid. We cannot deal with intermittency, so I may have to take over from here. We are reporting that a group of people in the Niger Delta by the name Niger Delta Progressive Alliance yesterday threatened that the region will consider seceding from Nigeria if President Goodluck Jonathan is stopped by the People's Democratic Party from contesting the 2015 election on its platform. Rising from a meeting, the group in a communique entitled 2015 time to bid Nigeria farewell, set the condition given by seven PDP governors that Jonathan should not contest in 2015 as a ground for restoration of peace to PDP was insulting and humiliating. The communiques jointly signed by Deacon Angoneme Fedude and Nsikak Ebong, President and General Secretary respectively, argued that the move to stop Jonathan from recontesting the top office was being conceived because the President is from the South. That is what they are saying, that Nigeria is on the precipice of breakup, not Radio Biafra reporting it, but people from the Niger Delta themselves. Arewa Consultative Forum has warned former militants to withdraw their threats to declare former Vice President Atiku Abubakar a persona non grata in Niger Delta following the crisis rocking the People's Democratic Party, PDP. In a text message to a correspondent, the ACF, which is Arewa Consultative Forum National Publicity Secretary, Mr. Anthony Sani, advised the former militants to promote democracy rather than resorting to threats and intimidation. He said, "My reaction on the attitudes of the former militants to the former Vice President Atiku Abubakar is that they are crossing the mark that is alien to democratic tenets, since democracy is not a matter of threats and intimidation, but contest of ideas and reasons." How's that, people telling us about ideas and reasons? Because they are afraid of losing the loyalty of the Niger Delta people, because they know that they are the ones holding the country together. Once Niger Delta decides to go, Nigeria will come to an end. A 5-year-old girl, Fatima Mohammed, died 2 days ago after being raped by yet-to-be-named identified persons in Sandamu local government area of Katsina State. The tragic incident occurred in a small village with the same name. The girl was said to have died shortly after being admitted at the Daura General Hospital. It was gathered that the doctors who confirmed that she was raped had tried frantically to save her life as she bled from her wounds. A family source told journalists that Fatima was sent to a close by Islamia school, but she returned around 5 p.m. and complained of severe fever. The source said that the mother of the deceased had asked her to go and lie down while she tried to do some house chores before attending to her. Shortly afterwards, the mother went into the room. There she was, lying in a pool of blood. She was already dead. This little girl, Fatima Mohammed, was raped to death in the northern part of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. When we refer to Nigeria as a zoo, people can now begin to understand the reason or reasons why we do so. The chief overseer of the Sabbath Church in Dakwe Village, Life Camp Abuja, Pastor Isaiah Okoye, has landed himself, and I believe the entire Pentecostal movement, in trouble following the death of a teenager he was trying to deliver of alleged witchcraft. Pastor Okoye was said to have tied 2 witch teenagers, whatever that means, 2 witch teenagers, for 3 days during a special deliverance without food or water. Incredible. Rather than accomplish his purpose, the action resulted in the death of one of the alleged witches. The police has filed a criminal suit against Pastor Okoye for what they refer to as culpable homicide. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. There is tension in Maiduguri, the Borno State capital, as the state government has intensified efforts to demolish about 25 churches and schools, according to the Vanguard newspaper. The proposed demolition, the Christian Association of Nigeria told Vanguard, might heighten insecurity challenges created by the Boko Haram. The development has therefore continued to fuel speculation to Islamize the country from northern Nigeria. This is Vanguard newspaper reporting. We must get this very clear. Not Radio Biafra. When we said that Nigeria is set on the path of total Islamic domination, most people doubt what we are telling them. We know that some people will prefer to get their news from Yoruba Hausa people rather than from Radio Biafra. We accept that. This is what your masters are telling you. I will repeat this very news so that it can sink in. There is tension in Maiduguri, the Borno State capital, the capital of Boko Haram, their seat, their spiritual home, as the state government has intensified efforts to demolish about 25 churches and schools. This is according to the Vanguard newspaper. The proposed demolition, the Christian Association of Nigeria Khan told Vanguard, might heighten the insecurity challenges created by Boko Haram. The development has therefore continued to fuel speculation to Islamize the country, beginning from northern Nigeria. It was gathered reliably by journalists that the state government of Borno, the Boko Haram governor of Borno State, will embark on the demolition any moment from now. They have identified 25 churches and some affiliated schools attended by Christians. These have been earmarked for demolition, and they're going to do it. These are Hausa people. Anything they tell you they will do, they do it. Although there are conflicting figures on the number of churches and schools to be demolished, sources confirmed it will be close to 25. The Islamic domination of Nigeria is gathering momentum. Before you know it, when you leave China to go to your respective villages, who knows, maybe your family would have converted. You'll be going past a mosque to enter into your father's house, but at 5 a.m. in the morning they'll wake you up to call you to prayer. If you fail to attend prayer, they'll probably kill you. The whole world will be watching, and nothing will be done about it. That is why we insist, that is why we maintain, that regardless of what we do, regardless of what we try, the march towards the restoration of Biafra to enable us live as free people under God must continue unabated. We are not relenting. Those are our news headlines and accompanying news summary. And by way of analysis, we are dwelling on the bravery of the people of the Niger Delta. Nobody, these are statements being made by a group called Niger Delta Progressive Alliance. Nobody pursuing Biafra till date, apart from Radio Biafra and listeners of this very station, has been bold enough to make this type of utterances. None of them. And this is what they have to say. The Niger Delta Progressive Alliance threatened that the region will secede from Nigeria if President Jonathan is barred by PDP from contesting the 2015 elections on its platform. Rising from a meeting, the group in a communique entitled 2015, listen to their communique. Forget about what they are saying and listen to the title of their communique and tell me who is claiming Biafra has been able to make this type of bold statement. Time to bid Nigeria farewell. They mentioned the date, not 30 steps, not 50, 55 steps, 25 stages to freedom. 25 point agenda to get freedom. Nothing is happening. This is a small group from Niger Delta. The title of their paper is 2015, Time to Bid Nigeria Farewell. If you're shipping containers from China, make sure your container gets into the zoo before 2015, or else you will lose it. Things will happen. Things will happen in that zoo. The cages will be let open. The door to the zoo will be blown open for the animals to walk away and live in freedom. It's going to happen. Nothing is going to stop us from doing that. Rising from a meeting, the group in a communique entitled 2015 Time to Bid Nigeria Farewell said the condition given by 7 PDP governors that Jonathan should not contest in 2015 as a ground for the restoration of peace to PDP was insulting and humiliating. They consider it insulting. Imagine what would have happened if it were people from Niger Delta who are being killed in the north. What do you think they would have done? What do you think they would have done? Just because the northerners said, the Hausa Fulani people said that Jonathan should not contest, the people where Jonathan comes from are saying that they will leave Nigeria in 2015. That is where most of the oil comes from. That is in Biafra land. What they are saying in effect is that come 2015, Nigeria will fail to exist, because the Hausas will not let Jonathan run, and that is why we need to prepare ourselves from today, not from tomorrow. Also, the Arewa Consultative Forum has weighed in. How many times has Arewa come in to respond to any statement made by anybody from Igboland relating to our position in that country? But when Niger Delta people come out and speak in the open, Arewa Consultative Forum is forced to respond. They are worried that Atiku Abubakar's oil well will be disrupted. The only interest they have in that part of the world is oil. The only thing uniting, putting Nigeria together is oil. The only thing keeping the country together is the cowardice of the Yoruba people. Their cowardly nature and their laziness. They think they cannot run an economy without being dependent on oil flowing from Biafra land. That is why they have decided to remain in one Nigeria, and they will be treated as slaves. When Biafra is gone, Yoruba people will serve as housemaids, as gardeners to Hausa people. And that is what is right for them. They are cowards and they ought to be treated like one. Pedophiles have raped a 5-year-old girl to death. This is courtesy of the Constitution of Nigeria that allows you to sleep with anybody regardless of the age. So to the people raping this 5-year-old, they remember Senator Yerima that married a 9-year-old. So what is wrong with sleeping with a 5-year-old? After all, he's a woman, he's a grown woman. This is why we want to leave the zoo. Of course, it's a Hausa girl that was raped to death, but we are conscientious human beings. We are Biafrans. Life is important to us. That is why we call a human being a matter of the beauty of life. Mankendo. We don't want death to befall anybody, not even a Hausa girl, because we are the children of God. A general overseer, or whatever they call them, these Pentecostal pastors have once again unleashed death on our people, this time around in the name of deliverance. We are on record as saying there is no deliverance on this earth better than decent education, light, water, that never existed. The witch, incidentally, is the pastor and Nigeria. If people are seeking for deliverance, if you want to know the witch afflicting people, that witch is the Nigerian government and Nigerian state. They are the worst thing to ever happen to any human being. They are not deserving to exist for even one more second. What we are seeing in the actions of this pastor, Isaiah Okoye, is the very physical manifestation of the evil prevalent in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. That is why this is happening. And that is why we must put it to an end. Borno State will demolish churches because the Islamic tendency to Islamize everything they come into contact with is gathering pace. And they have the permission of the British that gave us the Bible to do so. They can Islamize us. The British are behind them to take us over. We are going to resist it regardless of what they do. And lastly, another baby factory was discovered. This baby factory, once again, is Imo State. Imo State has now turned into the baby factory capital of the world. We are getting information that our lines are disrupted. I don't know what is wrong. Something is fundamentally wrong with our system. What is it, please? We are reporting that our lines are down. It has reconnected. Is there anybody close to it? No. Have they sent their witch to come from Nigeria to this place? No, they can't. They cannot do so because we are the children of God. We have reconnected. The system was down for about nearly 4 minutes. We are advising people to please refresh their browser that Radio Biafra is still here. That this is Radio Biafra. Please, if you're joining us for the very first time, if you're coming back to us, if you've been intermittently cut off, that we are back up again. Thank you, Barrister Mamezu, for giving us the information. We went down. We can see it on our system. Our system is telling us that we are down, but we are up once again. Exactly like Biafra. You put us down, you think we don't exist anymore, and then we rise up again. Those are the news we are bringing to you, the ones you have heard. And please, we'll go around this very studio as we wait to reestablish contact with London to please begin to ask you what you make of the news we are presenting today. who would like to speak amongst you? Who wants to speak on the topics that we are covering today? Is there anybody who wants to say anything? Anybody from Imo State? You need to call home to ask them if your family is intact or if somebody has been sold. Because we are now selling people. The last price for a child in Imo State is, for a boy, is 172,000. No, that's for a girl. A boy is slightly over 200,000. That is the price of a child in Imo State. If you want twins, a boy and a girl, their price is higher. It is 500,000 if you want twins. One boy, one girl. If you want two boys, it's around 460,000. If you want two girls, it's about 300,000. That is the price if you want to buy kids in Imo State. And that is not acceptable. Let us go to Barrister Mamezu, since he has come back to us, to find out his views and his opinions on the news we are presenting today. Barrister, are you with me? Barrister, are you with me?
Yes, Director, can you hear me?
Yes, please turn your system down. Please turn it down. We can hear you. And so is
Director,
the
if you can hear me, let me know.
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. We can hear you very well. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, let me take the bull by the horn. In your first analysis, you earlier said that we have oil, but we are selling our babies, especially there in Imo State. I'll tell you the reason why, Director. If what we have in the eastern region is for the Biafrans alone, then we'll be sustained and sustained proper. But we've been joined by the greedy Hausa Fulanese and all their Yoruba counterparts. And our proceeds are being shared amongst few people. The majority of those who are supposed to enjoy the benefit of the oil we have and all other mineral resources are confined in the hands of few individuals who are clamoring for power. As you can see, what is linking me into the second idea, which is the Arewa shouting about, because the people of Delta says if Jonathan is not going by to Nigeria. For the past 3 days, we have been discussing about this. My happiness, Director, is this, and I want this to play out before our eyes. As I said to you some 6 months ago, I want Goodluck Jonathan. He is not qualified because he's been there twice. But we will suggest and support him to go on because we want that country to break off, break away, disintegrate and disappear. We are fed up with it. Anything that can bring about the closure, the end point of that zoological country called Nigeria, we are supporting it. So, I am happy and I'm glad that the Delta people are frightening. This is what I lack in a human being. This is what you will do. As you rightly said, who amongst the Igbos, let's put it that way, the Ibankes, the Akpaibomos, the Calabars have made such threats. But this is just coming for a small community, Delta people. It's not only them that produce oil. Akpaibom produces, Calabar produces, River State do produce. Even in Imo State, we produce oil. But these guys are being fearless, being vehement. They don't care, they don't want to know. If Goodluck is not going there come 2015, there is no more Nigeria. Our agenda of a baby. Remember, they say you can marry from 8. Maybe it has come down to 5. Every individual should be very careful.
Welcome back, wonderful listeners. Please, we do apologize for the slight disruption. There are some fluctuation with our internet, but we hope to have resolved it. If not, we'll try and do something about it tomorrow. Unlike us in London, we don't think that the package here is as unlimited as it's supposed to be. But we are back on track, and we are streaming live and direct to the whole world. We are back on track. That this is Radio Biafra. We are unstoppable. Barrister Mamezu was with us before. Our dear brother has now called from Malaysia, and we shall take his call. He's a very lucky man indeed. You are through to Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. Our transmission is back on again. Please, go ahead.
My brother, this is Ifechukwu Ononeyi calling from Malaysia.
Please go ahead. We are listening.
Yes, Prophet, may God bless you and your family.
And yours as well. And may I'm God not bless a prophet.
All our brothers in China. Sir.
Thank you.
God bless all you people in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I want to comment on what's happening in this conference. I want to advise.
Can you raise your voice? Your voice is not as strong as it should be. I don't know if you're close. Can you turn your system off and speak to us on the phone, please? Talk to us on the phone. Turn your system down and speak to us on the phone.
All right.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, I want our.
No, it is not doing it. It's not. Let us go and speak to the people here in the studios. Everything is going to be okay. We are back on again and running. Please tell us what you make of what you've heard so far in view of what our brother is saying as well. But please, before you continue, let us go and calm some frustrated people down who are on listeners all over the world. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? This sounds like it's as if it's in a lorry park. Please go ahead.
Good morning, my good people of Biafra. I greet you on today's edition.
I don't know what is happening today. That microphone is not doing the business. It is not doing it at all. Have you turned it on at all? Is it on? It's on. What is wrong with the micro? What is going on?
Hello.
That's better.
Good morning, my people.
Wonderful. Go ahead.
I welcome you all today in today's edition. You people, I think you all heard the headlines today. It's so annoying. Very, very much annoying. For how long are we going to sit back? Everybody wants to make money. For how long? Making money, there's no place to spend the money. The Igbo says, Akuruna Mrembaria, the money that finds his home is the only money that will trace the maker. Everybody wants to make money. For example, here in China, where we'll be in our shops, various shops, in our business, wanting what everybody will start running. Running for who? Running for what? Why we have our home? Why are we going out from our home to many places? Because of what? We are not bold enough to get our freedom. Look at what is happening in our hometown, Nigeria. Everybody wants to be in Nigeria. We say to people that let's go home and fight for our freedom and become our own Biafrans. They say that you go and sit down. Biafra will not exist. This. Why there are people are down there suffering? Why can't you come out and be bold enough like these people who are saying that if Jonathan cannot be elected as the next president, that Nigeria will cease to exist. If they can say such a thing, we are in multitude. We are populated enough to bring forth a fierce and angry mood in Nigeria that will make them know that yes, we want Nigeria to divide. Let's go home, my people. Let's stop slacking back. Let's come out in multitude. Let's go home and get what we want. If you're waiting for others to go and die for you, nobody. In fact, we are all. If I'm saying that Igbos, we don't have sense. We are even the cowards itself. Let's go home and get what we want. Who are you waiting for? Is it the grandmother in the village? Go to the villages. Everywhere is scanty, empty. No human being. A madman the other day said that everybody is going to township. We will cultivate yam and cocoyam. What will come back? What are we going to eat? Are we going to eat bread and money? I go to shop raw paper. What is happening? Let's go home. Everywhere is empty. We are going to other places developing them. While our villages are filled with bush, glasses. That is why the houses have the guts to go to our villages and rape our grandmothers, our mothers. What is happening? Let's go home. That's what I have to say. We're heading back home. That's the only way we can achieve our aim. Not to sit in fallen land. Claiming that we are seeing people's light, what they have developed. Why not go home and develop our land, our country, our blessed land? Nigeria is the promised land that is being mentioned in the Bible. Biafra is the promised land that is being mentioned in the Bible, not Nigeria. Biafra is the land of honey and milk. Why not we go home and cultivate on the beautiful land God has given to us on a pattern of good? He never seeks for money for us. All he seeks from us is to serve him, talk to him. He said, when my people are thrown away from me, I shall run away from them.
Yes, and we hope we are not going to run away until we get Biafra. Stay where you are. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good morning from China.
Good morning from also Guangzhou in China. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Sande Onyekachukwu Onkobi.
Thank you very much. And where are you resident? Which city are you in China?
I'm in Guangzhou here. I'm from Mbapu in Okanot local government area of Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Are you part of the family? Are you one of us here?
Yeah, I'm the part of the family.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. We had a slight delay previously for which we have profusely and unreservedly apologized for. Please go ahead and make your point.
Yes, I want to comment on the issue of the Niger Delta people. Like Asare Dokubo and all the members of the militant people. Like you were saying before, you said the Niger Delta people, they are our brothers and they are Biafrans. For my own perspective, as Luchonya and Joe, I don't think these people, I don't think they are our brothers. Because I was meant to understand that they fought against us during the Civil War. They fought against us, and this time around, they are not fighting for Biafra. They are fighting for the Niger Delta people. That if Goodluck Jonathan does not return to power, that they are going to succeed from Nigeria. And of which, if Goodluck Jonathan do return to power in 2015, which means it's likely they are going to fight us again. So this is what I'm thinking about, and I want to be clear on that. How possible is it that these people, they are our brothers, and they can't fight us again? Because I don't think, I listened to Asare Dokubo on YouTube. He's not talking anything about Biafran. He's talking about Niger Delta and all that. This is what I want to comment on.
Thank you very much, and I will answer your question, my dear brother. Your suggestion is not wrong. Your Ebumnobi, what you're thinking, your understanding of what is happening in Niger Delta is not misplaced. But you don't expect Niger Delta people to speak for the wider Biafra that encompasses Igboland when we are not serious about pursuing Biafra. They don't know who to talk to. People have gone to Abuja and taken money from Abuja using the name of Biafra. How can they include you when they have not seen any seriousness from you? If you're saying that they're talking about Niger Delta, that they fought against us during the war, yes, they did. How about Martin Elechi? Martin Elechi was an arch saboteur during the war, yet he's the governor of Ebonyi State. Do you not know that Ike Nwachukwu fought against us with arms and killed our own people? Was he not the former governor? Was he Imo State? He was governor of Imo State. Ike Nwachukwu. Have you forgotten? Did Nwobodo not go to Jos and sell his own brother, Ekweme? Did Nwobodo not speak Hausa in Jos? Is he not part of us? This same old Jos Okoro that is junketing all over the place, that people are saying, oh, look at what he's doing. Did he not sell Ekweme at PDP Jos Convention 1999? Go and ask Jos Okoro, did you sell your brother Ekweme to Yoruba man Obasanjo or not? My dear brother, if I was in the Niger Delta, I would be doing the same thing that they are doing. Until we show seriousness, until we say something, we stand by it, we mean it, come rain, come sunshine, morning, noon, and night, we don't deserve the respect of anybody. We have not done enough, my dear brother, to attract the goodwill, the sympathy, the loyalty, and the support of the people of Akwa Ibom, of River State, of Cross River State, some parts of Delta, and Bayelsa State. We have not done enough. We kept quiet or Wasulike took Biafra and went to Abuja and took money. Then he wants people from Nigeria to come and deal with him? Impossible. They have more brains than we give them credit for. Thank you very much for calling. I enjoy your call. What you said is very important, but until we rise up from here, until we go back home, any day they find people that are serious about what we are doing, believe you me, these people will come with us. And that time is very, very near. That time is very, very close, and they're going to join us. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. That's my little humble opinion. Thank you very much.
It is a well-held opinion, and I welcome it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Radio Biafra. For those of you calling both on the phone and on Skype, please, you must bear with us. We are back online. We are back transmitting live and direct from here in Guangzhou City in China, a very beautiful city, I hasten to add. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Impossible. They don't need to have been connected. It happens. Barrister, are you back with me? Barrister, are you with me? Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I'm here. Those people are trying to, they were discussing amongst themselves. They didn't realize you put them on.
That is correct. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, let me go further. The explanation you gave to that my brother just finished calling, you didn't go too far to explain it to him that Delta people are just a village, if you like, a town. Imo State might even be bigger than Delta. Now, put the whole of Biafran's together, every state in Biafran land, put it together and then compare it to just a village in Delta who are threatening the whole Nigeria. Why would you want them to go and spare head for you? You've explained to him, a lot of people fought us during the Biafran war. There was quite a lot of confusion. But we tend to forge ahead and move on because we realized that there was quite a lot of sabotage going up and down. We've come over that. We are moving on. The Delta people, they know they are Biafrans. Even in the interview of that Alhaji Sare Dokubo, he says his four grandparents are Igbos. He says he has 40% Igbo blood in him. You are very much right. If we haven't shown any sign of braveness or sincerity, how can Dokubo speak for the Igbos? How many are the Delta people? Yet, you want them to speak for you? No, but this point in time, the Radio Biafra is spearhead the movement of restoring Biafra, and we cannot lose sight of this point in time. We will see it through to the end of it. As I was explaining earlier before my land went, I was talking about this little 5-year-old girl who was raped by grown-up men. It's not only suicide. It is condemnable, and those people should face capital punishment. These are the type of people we should carry on living with. Director, if we don't get Biafra now, latest next year, as I said, all of us will just sit back and forget about whatever. Let us carry on suffering in the house of strangers. That's what I can say for now. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. Thank you. Let us go and take this call. We must take this call. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please. They have gone. Sorry? I don't know what is going on today. May the good Lord help us. I don't know what is happening. People are not speaking up. I don't know if they are afraid or what. Chidera, are you there, please?
Yes, I am.
Please read out for us. This very verse in the Bible was given to me today when I attended a meeting of very important people here in Guangzhou City in China. Some people came all the way from Vietnam to this place, and I met with them today. You will please read Romans chapter 1, starting from verse 28, because this man that traveled many, many miles to come to see us today here in Gwanzu City said something very, very poignant. He said, these are the mindset of the people, some of them in the United States of America, who are stopping us. Our people in the United States of America, this portion of the Bible describes you and every other person that is stopping this very relentless march towards the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. Please read it to the hearing of the whole world, if you may.
Romans 1:28-32. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
Thank you very much. This goes to describe some of the people who are there in the United States with you. Those who hear about Biafra and they sneer, they gossip, they make fun of themselves and not fun of those pursuing Biafra. Those who will find any excuse to remain implacably in their useless positions, being oblivious to the pains and sufferings of our people back home. To these people, we say to them, this nonsense cannot continue. It cannot and will not continue. They can remain in America being comforted by large oversized hamburgers, but to us, our march is relentless. If they like, let them join the enemy. They too will be crushed in the process. They give every manner of stupid and useless excuse. Every manner of nonsense they talk about, they come up with the most useless of excuses. But they are gossipers. That's what they do. That's what Romans chapter 1 verse 28 is telling us, that these people are not worthy. They do evil. When you tell them that what you're doing is wrong, if you say to them that, look at what Audio Zocalo is doing is wrong, they say, oh, is he the first person to do it? They always find an excuse to explain evil. They look for a way to embellish it. Oh, he's not the first person, leave him. That is why they are in America as slaves. Every morning the alarm will go off and they start panicking. If I get to work late, I will not be able to eat or feed properly the next week. That is why in their evil ways they import nurses from back home. They go back home to marry nurses to come to America to feed them. These poor, wretched people in the U.S. May the good Lord have mercy on their collective wretched souls. This is Radio Biafra. For those that want to know what we are doing, you must visit www.radiobiafra.co. If you want to be part of the family, you're welcome to do so. If you want to know what is happening and how you can help, please do not hesitate to contact your local coordinator in whatever country you're in. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
God knows what is happening to our line today. I hope the Nigerian government is not jamming our line, for goodness sake. Our line that is normally crisp is not working, and we need to try and fix it. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, this is Carol Monday from London.
Go ahead, the world is listening. You're welcome to our program today. That is the great Carol Monday herself. Please go ahead.
Hello, yes, my warm regards to everybody in China. In fact, everybody in the Far East, you're doing an amazing job over there. I also want to call everybody tonight, with regards to the coordinators in all the countries, I want everybody to come forward into their groups. Excuse me. I know that we fight between ourselves, but we are all the reference, regardless of our tribes, and we must unite under the groups, and we must make the world see what is happening to Biafra. Although we have come this far, we are nowhere yet near the end of the struggle. We have groups in Malaysia, Thailand, China, Italy, Germany, Sweden, Pakistan, Israel, Senegal, Russia, Qatar, Ireland, Ghana, South Africa, Morocco, Mexico, Indonesia, the Philippines, Holland, Ivory Coast, Belgium, Switzerland, Denmark, Togo, Spain, France, United Arab Emirates, Australia, Greece, India, and I believe there is now one coming up in Gabon. Please, I urge you to help by joining your coordinators in the area. If you did not hear that country, and you are a strong group, because I know that you haven't heard the US, because I have included them, because they're still weak. If you are a strong group of more than 10 Biafrans, and I say Biafrans because there are many tribes in Biafra, and you wish Biafra to be free, and I suggest that you step forward. There is no time for complacency. We cannot get to 2015 elections. We have to stand out by next year. Okay, Director.
Thank you very much. Please, you sound exasperated as if you've been running from somewhere or running from some people. I hope Nigerians are not chasing you all over the place in London. Please, could you kindly go through that list again to remind those in America of their hopelessness, their stupidity, their unfounded, unbridled arrogance, their treachery in the face of overwhelming odds? Please, can you go through that list once again? Even if you have to then go and take some tablets and sleep, so be it, because you sound so tired. Can you please?
Unfortunate, you know I haven't been very well, so I will be catching my breath slightly, but I will go through the list again
please
for you.
Please do that.
It is Malaysia, Thailand, China, Italy, Germany, Sweden, Pakistan, Israel, Senegal, Russia, Qatar, Ireland, Ghana, South Africa, Morocco, Mexico, Indonesia, Philippines, Holland, Ivory Coast, Belgium, Switzerland, Denmark, Togo, Spain, France, United Arab Emirates, Canada, Australia, Greece, India, and possibly now Gabon. And of course London, because we're forever here, Radio Biafra.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. These are places where
There are coordinators. People have come forward from this country. True Biafran soldiers have stepped forward from these countries and said, yes, I want Biafra and I will help. And they are persisting in going out and talking to people and telling them about Biafra, whether or not they're a strong group or yet as strong as Malaysia. I mean, Malaysia started with a few and now they are hundreds. And China as well started off small and now look at them. You see how many people before you tonight, Director. This is the way. Some of these groups are small and they need help. Step forward for your country that you are residing in outside of your homeland, Biafra. We need to help those back home. There is so much going on. The child laws now are so harsh, and there was a child that died on her wedding night, an 8-year-old child in Syria. The laws are really bad.
Married her.
They can marry a child that on her wedding night, she died of internal bleeding. On her wedding night, an 8-year-old child, because she was married to a Muslim man.
That's incredible. That is what will happen to the daughters of the people living in the United States of America. I wish Yerima on all of them, that they may experience what other people are passing through. Those people, they disgust me. They make me very, very ill. They make me sick. These are the countries where you have genuine Biafrans. In countries where you have men and women dedicated to the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty, that the nonsense happening in the zoo may not obtain in their lives. These are the people I have respect for, not people whose day begins with a hamburger and ends with a hamburger. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Have we lost him? We may have. Barrister Mamezu has remained loyal with us. Barrister, you will come in to give us your perspective before we go around here. I need a show of hand on the people that want to speak, please, that we may bring the microphone to you. Even if you give us the name of your place and your village, that will be enough. That will be enough for us. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, hello, Director. This is from Sweden.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, please, I just want to ask, for a lot of people, which I have been talking to, really need to have a list of maybe their coordinators in their different countries. So I don't know if it's possible to place all these names on the Facebook.
No, we are not going to do that. We don't do that because what the Americans do is that they pick up the telephone numbers and they start gossiping, as Romans chapter 1 verse 28 warned us they would. That is what they do. If you are from a particular place and we verify you, say for instance you're calling from Sweden, we put you through to Ngozi Madu, who is the coordinator there. That's what we do.
We are
not in the business of advertisement. No. We don't advertise people.
No, sir. What me I'm talking about, like, to people I've been personally talking to whom I don't even know, and which I don't have their countries coordinator. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay,
like
you route it down to, you write to Radio Biafra either through the email contact at radiobiafralondon.com, info@radiobiafralondon.com. You can also send us a message via Twitter, which is our Twitter handle is @RadioBiafraLive. You may choose if you wish to Skype us and say you are interested. That is why we ask for volunteers. We don't want to force anybody. We need soldiers whose spirit has been touched by Biafra to step forward and serve their country to honesty. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, please give us your name and where you are.
Yeah, I am Mega Rich. Can you hear me?
Very, very well, loud and clear. We can hear you.
Yeah, I'm in China here. I got your flyer today. Well, honestly, to be frank with you, I haven't been listening to Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Very, very well. We can hear you, and so is the whole world. The whole world can also hear you.
So I got your flyer today. I went through it, and I saw some time schedule on it. Then I said, it's a great opportunity to speak, even if I am speaking, somebody has to speak. So I came back home. I logged into the internet. And luckily enough, hello?
We are listening to you. Please continue what you're saying, please. We are listening loud and clear. If there's a problem.
So let me be precise with my point. I have been listening to the conversations about the problems with the Niger Delta and Biafra as a whole. You know, we've been hearing about this Biafra thing, and many people have lost their beloved ones in this Biafran war and in this trying to make Biafra come to reality. It's no longer time we keep lamenting about what the problems are. We all know the problems or laying blames. And even I listen to you, it's like you are bitterly annoyed by the Americans. We shouldn't throw our brothers away. There is an Igbo language that says, hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you. If there is any problem, I will let you know. Please continue. There is no problem.
All right. So what I'm saying is that let us have a mind of unity so that we can be able to achieve this goal. And again, I want to know how this can be made to reality, because we've been talking about this for some time. Many of my friends went for a football match in Lagos sometime. And they were all nabbed, and they stayed up to a year and 8 months before they were released, just for a match, friendly match about campaign about Biafra. So that will tell you how dangerous Nigeria is, because we don't just go back to start making noise or to start shouting on the streets. We will all be surrounded and be thrown in somewhere that nobody will ask about. So what are our strategies as Biafrans to get to the promised land? You know, Biafrans will no longer take the arms. I, as the butcher, the Igbo man, we know is not ready to lay down his life now because of fight for liberation, which is very important. This thing that is happening in Syria and in Egypt and other places cannot happen in Nigeria because we fought the war before. So I believe this, it should be a diplomatic thing. What are you telling the world now about it? Because I've listened to this station today, and I will continue to listen because I found some people very, very interesting and very, very worth listening to. So I'm happy with whatever that is going on, but because of Biafra, how will we bring it to and accomplish, make it come?
We will bring it to fruition. If they give us the option of fighting a war, we will fight a war. If they give us the option of fighting a war for the next 100 years, we shall do so. I worry so much when people tell me because you have fought a war once, you don't fight a war again. That is historical nonsense. It is bunkum. It doesn't happen anywhere in the world. If you are pursuing something that is right, if you have to fight for a million years, you will fight for a million years to be free. There is no law that says you fight once and you don't fight again. Where are we getting all these things from?
Director, can I come in? But mostly these days, we read in papers, you know, even if we don't travel, but we are here in China, even if we don't go back to see things for ourselves, at least there is the media there, and there are radio stations. We read from the media about Nigeria, Biafran being surrounded in their gathering, maybe even unarmed, and yet, at the end of the day, there will be casualties, there will be dead people, dead recordings. So what are you saying about this? In the only thing we hear about Owazirike, I'm even surprised to hear that Owazirike went the other way. But I'm still baffled because we had Owazirike fighting the cause of Biafra and for the sovereign state of Biafra. We are all happy and going along, but tonight I'm getting a different clue. That's a different topic altogether. Maybe when I go back to your stations, I will watch previous documentaries to see what really happened. So what I'm saying is that how we're going to make this, because let it not be war, because many people will no longer raise hands upon war, to go to war.
We will go to war. If they give us that option, we'll fight. Do you know the Taliban in Afghanistan? Do you know who they are, the Taliban in Afghanistan? Do you know them? Have you heard of the Taliban in Afghanistan?
Yeah, I've heard about the Taliban. Even I read the news about them every day.
Do you know how many years that Mujahideen have been fighting?
Yeah, but we are not like them. We have
I'm coming. Let us face facts. Because if you behave like a coward, people treat you like a coward. That is why they're chasing us in China, they're pursuing us in Thailand, they're chasing us in Malaysia. Everywhere we go in the world, up to the point that Yorubas are deporting you. Do you know why Yorubas deported you? Because they know we are not cowards. They have infused us with the spirit of cowardice. Only for what for?
When we see our representatives over there, what are they doing? Like the kidnapping thing and the selling of babies in the Biafran land. This is outrageous. This is even crime to humanity. Populace of the Igbo land that always regards babies. I mean, it has gone out of hand. The governors and the people sitting there representing us over there, what are they doing? They should be able to sanitize the Biafran land, at least to show example that Biafran land is not what others should be. You know, if we are surrendered by predators or by diseases, we must look for a way to defend ourselves. So we are not supposed to be to these things that are being happening, that is happening in the Biafran land is serious. You can't go home to stay with your people in the home. You'll be afraid of kidnappers. And actually, if you don't guide yourself, you'll be kidnapped. Maybe because you come home with few money to spend or to make people happy and fill the gap that haven't been there for long. Somebody will come out from nowhere and kidnap you and take you to the bush. Before you know it, if money ransom is not being paid, somebody might lose his life. So what are the governors doing? Is there no longer sanity in their front land? Why are we supposed to be the people at the forefront in various crimes and various atrocities?
Where are you living now? Where do you live?
Hello?
Where do you live? Where are you calling us from? Where do you live? KB?
You can see my number. I'm in China.
Good. Where is your village? Which village do you come from?
Hello?
Where do you come from, your village, Gebo?
I'm from Newi South. Newi South.
How many Chinese people are in Newi South?
A lot of them.
In Newi South? Chinese
Hello?
People in Newi South?
Yeah, there are Chinese people in every town.
When last did you go home?
Hello?
When last did you go home?
I'm telling you from a clean place.
When
there are Chinese people in Newi, there are Chinese people in Newi town.
When last did you go home?
Don't tell. I'm not talking about home here. We're talking about.
When last did you travel to Newi to see these Chinese people in your village?
There are. Let's not go so deep into this. There are people
when did you go home?
There are Chinese people in Newi. Even the innocent manufacturing vehicle have some Chinese engineers there. Let's not go so deep about that.
Do you know why we want to go deep? Do you know why we want to go deep? Is to do you know why we want to go deep? Is to understand where we are coming from. The people that will fix our home are people like you. But you're in China. You can't fix it. You cannot fix home from China. We all ran away, myself included. Everybody ran away. I am also guilty. I am also condemning myself. We ran away and left home to criminals. We ran away and left home to people of dubious characters. All of them. And look at what's happening at home. Selling of babies. All this nonsense. Because millions upon millions upon millions of conscientious Igbo people are abroad. That's the reason why. And we should shoulder the blame for it. That is why we travel from country to country preaching the news of redemption of Biafra. That is why we say to people wherever we go to, if you keep quiet, today they are selling babies. Only God knows what will happen tomorrow. Nobody knows. The level of atrocity that will befall our people. Yet we can't see it. Go and read Romans chapter 1 verse 28. That portion of the Bible tells you the mindset of Igbo people. They see evil, they ignore evil. They tell you, oh, it's not only here, it's happening. People are being satanic every blessed day. We find a reason to explain our docility, our cowardice, our ineptitude, our inaction. We look for every justification. Come and fight for your freedom. People are saying, we have fought a war before, we can't fight another one. Onegbarunu, who told you? The Taliban in Afghanistan chased away Russia. They are about to chase away USA. Onyeji Hewata Welia Kelu, in southern Sudan, for each year that Biafra fought, southern Sudanese fought for 10 years. Southern Sudan, they were in the bush for 30 years. At the end of the day, Juba is the capital of a free Southern Sudan. That is, my fellow Biafrans, freedom fighting. Freedom fighting is not about building hostels, building a large house, riding a jeep, settling with your enemies and your oppressors, joining them. That is not freedom fighting. The way the freedom fighting has been fought in Biafra is a disgrace to freedom fighting. That is not how to do freedom fighting. If you don't know how to do freedom, go to Google and write freedom fighting. How it's done. You don't give up. If they like, let them kill the whole of Kano family. We are not going to give up. If they give us war, we'll fight a war. Now, tomorrow, if Nemeka grows up, I wish he'll be old enough to join us in battle. What nonsense is this? Fear. But they're chasing you and killing you in China. Isn't that life better devoted to the battlefront and die with some honor and dignity? A people without honor and dignity, and you want freedom, you must be joking. For you to merit freedom, you must have honor, you must have dignity. That is the way it is. Honor and dignity. It seems we don't have it at all. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line. Will you give us your name, please?
No.
Yes, what is your name? Please. Incredible. Somebody wants to speak here, please. Go ahead. Give him a good microphone. Is that one good? A very good microphone, please, because we want to hear the voice of our brothers here in China the great people here in China. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Chukwuma Olusa. I'm from Imo State. But I want to comment on the issue of baby father in Imo State. Yeah, in one way around, I would blame Igbo people because that is not our tradition. It's not our tradition. But in the other way around, I will not blame them, but because when you take what belongs to somebody, then what then do you advise the person to do? You to find a way of surviving. Nigeria take whatever belongs to Igbo. They take our oil. They take our everything. So that's why people are running, people are looking a way of surviving by selling their own baby, by making factory with our young sisters. Because if Nigeria allow us to build our factory, normal factory, they can't challenge Biafra land. They know. They can't challenge us in anything. Because we are industrious. The government, Nigeria government will not stop this baby factory because they know it's the only thing they left for us. They know if they give us chance to make our own factory, they will not see our back. Like when you open one factory that you are producing one product, they will not give you light. They will find a way to stop you. Because if they give you light, you are going to excel. You are going to excel. But they will find that means block light. They will not give us electricity. But now, baby factory here and there in eastern side, they can't stop it. They will say police arrest. The police come, but they are not taking it serious because they know that's what Igbo people are doing, and they can't do anything to stop that thing. They were just doing camouflaging by saying police arrest them. Tomorrow you see them again, they will say baby factory again in Anambra State or in Ebonyi State. So I'm urging our people in China, our young men in China, all those people, the girls are your sisters. They are making them as a factory. They are a machine. They are using them as a factory machine to produce babies. And you are here enjoying yourself. You are enjoying yourself in China. They are using your young sisters as a factory, as a machine to produce baby. So I urge you people, wherever you are, let us come in mass. Let us come in mass and fight for our right, which is Biafra land, which is Biafra. Let us come and support this transmitter we want. Because when this transmitter is in our place, the truth will be revealed for people. They will stop all those evil that they are doing there. They will know that if they come together, we will take everything that belongs to us that Nigeria is taking away from us. They are holding us captive in any area. So I'm urging you people to come in mass. Let us come as a brother in one unity. Let us not fear. For war, because there are people that fight for you. Your grandfather and your grandmothers, they fight it before for you. That's why you are alive. So let us come in unity and achieve our land, achieve what belongs to us. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear brother. You have spoken very well. I am grateful for your contribution. I like it very, very much. Somebody is writing, Maker Vincent has written to us via Skype. He said, I shall visit them again during their so-called Igbo meeting on Sunday. Maybe he's talking about those of them, the idiots in America. The fools that they should go and read Romans chapter 1 verse 28. It refers to them. They see evil and they keep quiet. They see evil being visited upon Igbo families and these buffoons in America. They keep quiet. They keep quiet and their people are dying. Baby factory after baby factory, they are keeping quiet. They don't want to do anything. What they do is to go and host useless Igbo convention in Dallas, in America, and invite Hausa people to address them. Please go ahead.
Hello, brothers. My contribution this night should go again on that baby factories.
Yeah, go ahead.
The baby factories. Well, I will not blame these girls so much, because when the men that are supposed to marry them are outside the country, what would you expect them to do? They have no choice. The men that are supposed to be their husbands are outside the country. Nowhere to be found. How many of us are here in China? We're up to 5,000 to 6,000 men here in China. Malaysia, the same thing. Japan, the same thing. All the whole world, Igbo men are there. Unmarried ones. What do you expect these little girls, these girls to do? At times you see the girls even coming from that zoo, following the men, because they have no choice. Now they have found the opportunity of making money, of being at least a survivor. I would not blame them. That's what left for them to do. Now I'm concerning the Ejo people, I will call him warlord or what, Sari Dokubo. He is a brave man, and also he's too bold to hold Nigeria at ransom. That is at least what's his name? Festus Ojukwu. He said the truth, and he was sacked, almost sacked. Nobody talked. No Igbo man stand up for him.
Radio Nobody. Biafra did. Radio Biafra did. We supported him. All the right. National Population Commission chairman. We supported him. Of course, we did.
All right. But only this man Sani Dokubo single-handedly mesmerizing the Nigerian state. You see. So Igbos are. I mean, I see our leaders. Most of them are cowards. They always following the Fulani, Hausa Fulanis, begging them for money, for survival. I don't know why their people are dying. So please, brothers, in all over the world, please try and do something to help this actualization of Biafra. We should not be cowards. We should not be afraid. Men die only once. We cannot die twice. And it's one thing that kills a man. Only one thing. Please, may God bless us as we come out and do what we're supposed to do as a man. God bless us.
Thank you. I'm even asking God to withhold his blessing until we are serious. When we are serious about getting Biafra, he should come out. Right now, he gives us the blessing, and what do? As you said, do we stay outside and marry foreigners? That's what we do. And neglect our own people because God is blessing. He should withhold that blessing from us and teach us some lessons so we can go back to where we come from and develop it. That's why he gave it to us in the first place. Because nature abhors vacuum. If you don't treat something, there's a parable in the Bible, isn't it? Where Jesus said, three people were given, is it money, to go and do something. Those, he said that it will be taken from you and given to those that have, because you neglected what you're supposed to do and you ran away from your land. How is that to come and take it from you? They will take it from you. And how I wish America can deport all of them and send them home. I'll be so happy. Let us take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good morning, Director, and all my people in China. How is everybody there?
We are well, thank you very much. A lot of them, their heads are down. They are very, very sad about the news we are receiving from home. Yet another baby factory in Imo State.
Yes, Director, thank you so much. I want to volunteer. I want to be the lawyer and the attorney for those baby factory owners in Igbo land. Director, first and foremost, my name is Emmanuel, I'm making you know.
Yes.
I am guilty, Director. Director, you are guilty. Director Barrister Iman Mezi is guilty.
Of course.
Everybody, all Americans, all Chinese, all Biafrans all over the world, we are all guilty, Director. I must tell you this. One, Director, as I'm talking to you, I have a glass house in Lagos. I made a big mistake. Director, this glass house is worth less than 35 million naira. Director, if I'm not guilty, if I should take that 5 million naira out of this money, because of my selfish aggrandizement, Director, this 5 million naira could be able to get a soap factory in my village where I come from and employ 3 or 4 people so that nobody starts baby factory. Director, these people have nothing to eat. Since we have abandoned home, people in America wearing our modern titles, chief people in Imo State and in Israel, most of these years, some of them have spent 20 years here and 25 years without nothing to talk about. Most of them have been arrested every 3 months. They keep jumping from one building to the other because of police and immigration. Director, what are we doing? If I can start deceiving ourselves, we are all guilty. We are making this money in diaspora, and we are saving this money. Whom are we keeping it for? Since there is no factory, we cannot go back. 1 million naira, director, could it make a very good impact in every family, in every village, to employ 2 or 3 people so that they stop this baby factory? Director, because we abandoned our responsibilities, we stay in Israel, we stay in America, we stay all over the world, and continue talking rubbish. Director, this will continue. Please, these people, we don't have any so much blame to them because we shunned our responsibilities. Director, because there is no factory, there is no industry anywhere in this place. It is a dry land. So, on the alternative, these people, this is the only factory they can come up with. Let's stop blaming them and let us put hands together and realize our mistakes and start going home to help these people. The fault is from us. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very, very much. I think a lot of people seem to agree with you that the fault is from everybody. When I started, I even pointed at myself and said I am guilty as well. That is why we are doing something about it. It is one thing to realize or to recognize your shortcomings and do something to rectify it than keeping very quiet. That is why we have Radio Biafra. That is why we are mobilizing all over the world. And that is why we are going to go home. When we go home, we shall fight if they give us that option. When we go home and they want peace, we give them peace. But what we want is Biafra. We don't want any more baby factories. Who else wants to speak? Please go ahead and do so.
Thank you, my fellow Biafrans all over the world. Once again, my name is Aniboago Sylvester from Isiugu Umuna in Eziago Enugu in Biafra land. I must say this. My brother that called, he said he called from China. He's from Newi. It's the right time we call Esper. I want to tell you that in a race like this, when men start talking, women are not allowed to talk. When next you don't have anything to say, to tell the Biafrans all over the world, you say diligently you have been listening to Radio Biafra, and all you have to tell us is we should not fight, we should look for another way for peace or to dialogue things the way things is going in Biafran land. As you said, you claimed you have been listening to Biafran radio since all this while. You heard about the raping of your mother, your grandmother, not even your wife, not even your children, but your grandmother, you know how painful it is. Even when it's not there, it's not yours, or maybe your mother is not being raped, and you heard it, when evil is heard, even in the ears of the elders, or even in the ears of the children today, we know how painful it is, and you open wide your mouth in the hearing of the whole world, to tell us we should relent on our journey. I must, though it says that the Newis they're like money, but I think in this case, if you should indicate yourself as an Newi person, you will be excluded in their midst. And I am telling you that if there is Biafrans in Newi, they will disown you as their son. So do the whole Biafra all over the world, as you have heard, the whole places Nigeria, Biafran has been instituted. Why Biafran choose 10 people in every country? Not that they are not more than 10. But we need Biafrans. We need soldiers. If we can get 10 people in every country, Biafra is moving ahead. So I tell you, when next you don't have anything to tell Biafran or tell the world, because as you speak, you think you are speaking to the Radio Biafran or as few as we are here, you are speaking to the world. So when next we advise you to keep to your back and maybe you remain in the country where you are, just as you say you are in China, we urge you to stay back. And when the journey is taken, as a woman you are, you need to be at the back. Just like it was said to us that Yorubas were hiding at the back of Hausas, so you hide at the back and you will be crushed until your own daughter is taken or your grandmother is raped. That is when you wake up to fight. Until you wait, something happened to you or you are dead already before you could wake up to fight. I'm telling you, this microphone was given to me.
Let us see if he's back, please. We want to address him. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where
Hello.
You are.
Yes. Hello, director.
Yes.
I'm calling from China.
Please, your name.
My name is Ojama.
Ojama, your surname?
Agu.
Ojama Agu. Please go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead.
Well, I've been calling throughout yesterday, but I was not connected.
Sorry about that. A lot of calls.
There are some things I want to make comment on.
Go ahead.
First is the baby factory in our country, in that zoology of Nigeria. When we look at all those things, it is not in our nature, even though in our tradition is forbiddable. We don't tolerate such. But things are changing hands because of some certain things that is happening there. Now, the immediate cause of this selling of baby factory is because there is no hope for them anymore. What am I saying is, these people are supposed to be in school. When you are in school, you cannot be having the idea of going out to have a baby, talk less of selling the baby. What am I saying? If the governor of Imo State, the governor of Anambra State, who is so being called, have used the money given to him for education, that money a white man gave to him, if he could have been to use it for education to those people, they would engage themselves in doing something. They would be in school. Now, what am I talking about? Rochas now has the power to legalize abortion. Now, tell me, what is the difference between abortion and having baby? If I'm a woman, it's better for me to have pregnant and save my baby than to have abortion. Because if you have abortion, maybe your stomach can be terminated, which means you cannot have again. So this thing is coming from us. If Rochas, who is born in Igbo land, can now legalize abortion, what do you want the women to do? It's good for them to save their baby. If Anambra governor, who used the money for education, uses for his own selfish interest, what do we want them to do? So we will not blame them so much. This is what we cost. And let me tell you, this seven baby of a king is coming out because of these weak politicians. They use it for rituals. Not all those people that are fighting for baby use it. These politicians in zoology of Nigeria use it for rituals, for their own selfish interest. So if we check, their hands must be there. That is the best way for them to get babies for their rituals. So, but we believe that time shall come, we will open everything, the secret of their lives must be opened, and it must be revealed, because the land will never hold their secret anymore. There is another comment I want to make, though I did not go far school so far, but I'm finding it better than Sami, who is he called? That man that said Nigeria and the Igbos and the Yoruba Hausas are really Nigeria. This is General Alabi.
Yes, yes.
There was a statement he made. He said, God has destined Nigeria to be one. I proved him to be wrong. He's a writer. I'm not a writer. But he's not writing well. I don't think he's a writer. He if God has destined Nigeria to be one, now tell me, what is destiny? When those people, Boko Haram, is killing those people in Hausa land who have been destined to be one, is it destiny? I don't think it's destiny. So what is it telling us about destiny? If Yorubas are deporting Igbos, is there any destiny there that we should be one? There is no destiny. Then there is no a position where God has destined Nigeria to be one. Impossible. We are not destined to be one. So he's an illiterate. He's not a writer. So to say, if we are being destined by God, why is it our brother Agu Irosi was fighting for unitary government and they killed him?
Yes. Because of unitary government. Because of unitary government, they killed him. Today, they're telling us about one Nigeria. Unitary government, is it not about unity?
Yeah, it was unitary government that the Nigerians killed him. Then why must he say that God has made this not to be one? It is impossible. We are not one. And I refer him to that man who was former Minister of Aviation. He opened it up when I was reading his book. He said, let us not be deceived. We are not one Nigeria. Lagos belongs to Yorubas.
That's what they said.
Everybody should go where they belong to them.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please round up quickly. We must take other calls. Please, go ahead.
Then what are we doing? What are we, even though the literate had it? And when he said it, it was done practically. Now we were deported. So what are we waiting? If I'm telling you, whosoever believes that is in Nigeria is no more in Nigeria. We are not there. We are just there just for a purpose. We do not belong to them. So it's better for us to come out. And I believe there is a book I was selling. The man said,
my brother, I'm sorry I have to cut you because I told you there are other people waiting and we must take their call, please. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller we have, please, yes, go ahead. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, good evening. Good morning in China. My name is Christian. I'm calling from India.
And what is your surname?
Christian, also speaking.
Go ahead.
Yes, I want to make some corrections as regards to the other caller from China. I think he's in the studio there. The other caller from China there as well, I think the Indian woman, I think there is a misrepresentation of some certain things, and I believe getting it right is one thing, and raining insults or abuses on that man is another thing. We should caution ourselves sometimes when we speak, no matter the passion. We should caution ourselves. This man has not said that we shouldn't fight or agitate for Biafra. He is in support of Biafra, as far as I'm concerned, considering based on his comments that he's been started listening today and is going to continue to listen to the program. But we should understand something here. This guy is trying to get a template. What packages or strategies we have to get Biafra? I think it's in our best interest, considering he is the first time listener, in our best interest or in his, to make things clear a bit. Educate this man. These are what we lined up. You know, instead of the other man coming and ringing abuses that if they do that, no, he's uncalled for, he's unmannered. That is what I want to chip in. That guy has never said he's not in support of peace. And the director, issues of fighting, I believe Biafrans are not afraid of fights. We are not afraid of war. But we should utilize every possible means within our powers, politically or even constitutional wise, to get Biafra. I think fighting should be the last resort, if ever we need to. In the world today, fighting has never settled issues. Even the issue of Sudan, it was not settled by fighting. Okay, so we should caution ourselves on certain things, and if ever we feel we have some strategies, aside the one already known, there should be a limit to our exposures. Please, let's be guided with our principle of applying the means of getting this Biafra. Please, that is my contribution.
Yes, you will stay on the line, please, because I want to ask you some very simple questions. Have you been following the Sudanese episode? How many years did they fight for?
I think 26 years or 25 years.
They fought for 30 years. That is number one. Number two, do you know why Nelson Mandela was sent to prison, the speech he made before he was sent to prison?
I do.
You know his speech, what did he say in his book? The speech he made before he was sent to jail.
Isn't that the apartheid issue?
Yes. What did he say to white people in South Africa before he was sent to jail? He said something. What did he say?
Understanding what it meant was they will keep struggling until they get the apartheid regime to recognize the blacks.
I will quote him verbatim. That is not what he said. I will quote him. He said that we have been agitating peacefully for very many years. It got us nowhere. That's what he said. He planned a revolution.
Yes.
He was sent to jail. We have been agitating for peace for nearly 90 years. It got us nowhere. I am not somebody who is going to come here and deceive. If you think that Hausa people will give you Biafra on a platter of gold, then we are mistaken.
Ask you a question, please. The issue of revolution. Revolution you just talked about. Do you know what we are doing now is revolution, is sort of. Do you believe that?
In a way, it is. It's a revolution of enlightenment, of awakening, of consciousness.
We should fighting war. When we say war, revolution can be bloody. It doesn't make it or call it a war. You know, fighting a war where, like just what we experienced some years ago in 1967 to 1970, it should be our last resort, please. And it shouldn't. This thing discourages so many people. When you talk of
this, listen to me. We don't. You see, this is the mistake we make. What we are asking for are volunteers. Not everybody will come.
My brother, you stand behind and fight a war. You shouldn't understand this thing. You must receive this with other people. You can't be 1,000 and fight a war. Okay, there are certain people you can join into issues. There are certain people you need to convince beyond reasonable doubt before they believe in you and follow you strictly. It is not when you say, well, 1,000 people by all country, all over the country, you think you can win the war? If it comes to shooter sites, what people do you have? These are people, there are people intellectual, there are people ready to bring themselves into this issue. But we should use diplomacy to follow them. That is the truth, my brother. We should use diplomacy.
Now, remain where you are and use diplomacy. We are not diplomatic. You have tried diplomacy for over 40 years. It did not work. Now you are selling babies as part of the diplomacy.
As far as Radio Biafra is concerned, the train is on revolution. This is revolution. And sensitizing our people, bringing the consciousness of Biafran people back, which we have been getting or working very tremendously, and there has been success, a whole lot of success in it. This is part of the revolution. This is the first step of revolution. Now, get the consciousness of Biafran people. Then we'll bring lay out our plans on the table, and everybody came into it. But at this earlier stage where we are trying to get the consciousness of people, you are bringing one issue, then my brother, that is a wrong step. We are not being guided with our previous principles laid out plans to secure this. In your submissions, previous editions of this program, you made us understand that we must utilize all necessary laws, even in Nigeria and outside international laws, to make sure we get Biafra. That is why Biafra was indigenous people. Biafra took Nigerians to court. That is the first step. We should hammer on that. As at this stage, we don't really know how far we are, the case has kicked off again after the last blow to it to re-amend some certain things. Please, issue of war should be kept aside at least for the now. Let's conscientize our people first. Let's bring our senses back to ourselves as Biafrans we are, and then we take it up from there, please.
I disagree with you completely and in total. I disagree with you wholeheartedly. I disagree with you because this type of jojo has gotten us nowhere for over 40 years. I disagree with you because our people are being killed and bombed and nothing happens. I disagree with you because if you look at the comments coming from Niger Delta, they have made it very clear. Either good luck, Jonathan, or there will be no Nigeria in 2015. Let me finish, please. I must make it very clear to you. Some people think that freedom fighting is champagne. That was why it was Ricky derailed. People don't understand that. You think that freedom fighting is the place you come, you keep talking, you keep meeting people, you keep buying you things and jeeps and building houses, and there's freedom fighting? That is nonsense, my dear brother. Absolute nonsense. This is Radio Biafra. We will either get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. If you don't want to participate, stay on the sideline and watch. Stay where you are, relax and watch. Not giving excuse after excuse after excuse. That was how they lied to them in Massov. Biafra is coming on Tuesday morning. No, it's been moved to Wednesday afternoon. No, wait for it on Saturday. For over 10 years, nothing happened. For over 40 years, up to the point that Yorubas are deporting you, you want to conscientize and strategize. For over 40 years, you're still strategizing. Up to the point that cowards, even Yoruba cowards, are deporting you. And you're still strategizing. We don't need such strategies within our midst. We need men of action, men of honor, and men of valor. If it is the wish of God that this, his country called Biafra, must be established on this earth, it will happen. We are not cowards anymore. Nobody gave the Vietnamese the chance against the Americans. The Vietnamese drove the Americans away from their soil. Nobody gave the Taliban any hope against Russia. They defeated them. Today, America is begging them. They have opened up a liaison office in the United Arab Emirates to negotiate with Taliban so they can have a kind of dignified exit from there. In Kosovo, there was war. Bosnia and Herzegovina fought their way out of the mess they're in. If you think that we are going to come here to deceive people, to lie to you, to tell you, oh, it's going to be this way, when it's the other way, it is it's bunkum. Nelson Mandela, Nelson Mandela, Nelson Mandela. Go and read his book. I may be the director and host of Radio Biafra. I happen to be an educated man. I have read a lot of books, and I suggest you go and do the same. If you can show me anywhere on this planet where people kept talking and got independence, I would resign my position here. It has never, ever, ever happened before. It can only happen where you have proper, decent democracy, not in a zoological republic like Nigeria. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome everybody to try and speak their mind, speak their opinion. But before you come here to speak, you must be armed with facts, not fiction. Tell me one country that got independence without fighting for it. Ofu, only one. The answer is zero. Not. That's what it is. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. If you can hear me. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Mike O'Hara.
Yes, go ahead.
I am calling from Senegal.
What is your surname?
I'm calling from Senegal.
What is your surname?
I'm calling from Senegal.
What is your surname?
Mike O'Hara.
O'Hara.
Mike O'Hara. O'Hara. O-H-E-R.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Director, I want to advise you. Stop hearing from people that feel so self-independent. You know, when someone sees you where he is or what he's doing is okay with him, he thinks that everybody is okay. Stop listening to those who have no courage of going to take their freedom. If they are weak, they stay aside. If you are able to fight war or even to go for the peace demonstration, then you hear the Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is not a radio that everybody comes out and keeps saying what he likes or what he thinks. If you are self-independent, you stay aside. We are not independent. We can't stay in a country, someone's country, and become independent. Be not afraid of going to take our own country. While we have our own country, where we can decide more than other country we have. People are falling rather than dying, and people are keep talking out of senses, saying something that comes out of their mind. The same way I am arguing here with people. If you are telling them that this is not something you keep quiet, other countries have done it and did their freedom. How long will it last for us to do our own freedom? We have to move forward. We still stop listening to those that are discouraging the radio Biafran. Some thoughts are making people to be afraid. We are not afraid of the war. We are not afraid of a dialogue. However Nigeria wants it to, then we do it so. We must get our freedom. So that's why I am advising you, be courageous. You are our power. We are going with you wherever you are going. We are not afraid of those that call themselves Nigerians. If our godfather refused to be the part of the Biafran freedom, then stay aside. I know that God will give us Biafra. It is time. And I know that God has started doing it. Even my people are speaking it. Even my friend And someone will want to pick for and they call and keep saying something that one that God has come, he said he's from Norway. But I refuse to say how many years you have been in China. So, Director, I'm encouraging you and your co-workers, even those in China, we have to carry on our mission. We don't need to slack. We don't need to go back. We don't need to be afraid of any body. I know God Almighty is with us. This is not a fire of ordinary person. It's a fire of those who have courage, who have mind, who are determined to take their life wherever it's been handed up. So, Director, I preach to you, carry on. Whoever talks nonsense on this phone, call the phone off. People are listening. Try to hear the different thing that people want to say. Not people that are trying to discover or asking a question of him. He haven't had a mind before. So I'm thanking you so much for your good work.
Thank you.
God will guide and protect you and your co-workers. May God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
And you too. Bye. We are not alone. Are you people afraid? Yeah? I told you about nonsense. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Igoshpoj and I'm calling from Doha, Qatar.
Please go ahead. You're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to make a point in response to what the man from India said. Actually, I don't seriously see any need for us trying to challenge each other on this on what he said, because basically both of you are on the same page. Okay, what he's trying to say is that war should be the last resort on the table. There should be other resort, there should be other alternatives that we should need to exploit when, if at the end of the day such ways were not feasible, then he has to resort to war. He's not trying to say that he's scared of war or anything, but I think both of you are on the same page. But it's just an issue of misunderstanding here. And the last thing I want to say is that we need to kind of try to see how we can limit the use of abusive words on this program, because I've come to understand that most times when people come and make their opinion known to Radio Biafra, you see other people calling, throwing abuses and all that. No, we should be able to accommodate such views, knowing that everybody can and will never agree to our own way of reasoning. Okay, that is, we should be able to accommodate such views and not try to throw insults and abuses all over the place because somebody doesn't agree with what we're saying. Everybody mustn't agree with what we're saying. That is basically what I want to contribute to the program. Thank you, Mr. Director.
Thank you very much. Your point is well made. But when your sisters are being abducted on the streets of northern Nigeria, when you have baby factories springing up every day where you come from, when you're being deported from Lagos, ordinary Lagos, dirty, filthy Lagos, when all these things are happening to you, there are no jobs, we are in China, we are in Malaysia, we are in Thailand, we are in England, we are in the US, let's even not talk about those dead people anyway. We are in Sweden, we are in Finland, we are in Italy, we are everywhere in the world, rather than where we come from. When I visit my house, rather than live in my house, where I come from, then I have every right to be upset. I have every right to want to kill every idiot I come into contact with, because you have stripped me of my dignity, my worth as a human being. I am an animal. You stay in somebody else's country having fun, and you have time to strategize. We here are not strategizing. We are here to restore Biafra. We are here to fulfill the promise that God made to our ancestors by the grace of God himself. We cannot let the Americans down. Nigeria cannot survive 2015. Anything they want, we will give to them. God is our witness. Anything Nigeria wants, we will give to them. All the cowards should stay behind and watch. If they like, they can join the enemies like Sisi Fajuna did. Because if you cannot join them, if you cannot beat them, you join. They can go and join Nigeria to come and fight us. They will all die. You want me to be reasonable? When the forces reigned against my people are unreasonable. When children are being forced to sell their babies to feed, somebody is asking me to be normal. How can I be normal? How can I be normal?
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Yeah, Dr. John Henacho from Thailand.
The great people of Thailand, please go ahead.
It's John Henacho from Thailand. I want to thank you for the work in China. I'm very, very happy and grateful on that.
Your line is unclear. Your line is on. It's better now. Go ahead. It's better now. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay. It's John Henacho from Thailand, a member of the mobilization team here in Thailand.
That's
I want
good.
To thank you for the work in Thailand, in China.
Thank you.
I'm very, very grateful. I'm very, very happy. Don't listen to those foolish people talking rubbish. We are ready for whatever thing that the Philippines will need. We are ready for it. I'm ready to sacrifice myself and my blood. I don't care of whatever thing that comes across. What I fight for is for the children, for our children to be free. Because it's not good for us to be suffering all over the world. We are suffering all over the world. It is our fault and we have to correct it.
Of course you will. And thank you very much. Continue the wonderful work you are doing. Barrister Imam Mezu, are you with me? Barrister Imam Mezu, are you with me? Please, is there anybody else here that wants to speak? Please, any other person that wants to speak, can you give to him? Any other person here that wants to speak? Barrister Imam Mezu, are you with me? No, we can't get him. We cannot get Barrister Imam Mezu on the line for some minutes. Please, go ahead and say what you want to say.
Hello, my good people of Biafra. A lot of people have made their point. A lot of people have spoken well. I think it's right time you forge ahead. I've come to think of it. Many of our Igbos will go to the Nigerians. We take bribes from them, money from them, which is still our rightful money. They will use our oil to generate funds, money. They will still use it to bribe our people, and still those idiots that take the bribes from them still want us to rely and stay back and watch them. We cannot do that anymore. We are going to take Biafra. The Bible says that heaven suffers violence and violence taken by force. If the Nigerians don't want to let us be, we are going to take it any way they want it. We are not relying back. Nothing is taking us back. Those people that give excuses of Mazob, this Mazob, that, we are not Mazob and we can never be Mazob. Mazob are Nigerians, we are not Nigerians. We are the blessed people of God, the Biafran people, the promised land, the land where God exists. That is all I have to say. God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. God bless you. You have spoken very, very well. And on that note, I think we have covered the time we lost during the intermittency of our broadcast. Wherever you have listened to us from on this planet today, we say thank you for listening to us. You will bring your friends to come and join us again. Does anybody here wish to speak again? Do we have anybody that wants to speak? Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, my fellow dear friends. We're all over the world, wherever you are listening to us this hour. Please, the only thing I want to contribute in this Biafra is that for my brother that are calling from China, some of my brothers are calling from China, scared of war. We are running because of war. The war you are now, is it life? We have so many graduates in Biafra that are in China here, running up and down, and they are not with papers, they are not with passports. Some people will jump from 5-story building, they will die, give up. What is the benefit of staying in this country? You stay in another country that somebody developed his country, where you see light, morning after night. Why is your country remain in darkness? Why are we here? So wherever you are, if you are scared of riots, or you are scared of fight, my brother, the one you are now is not life. I tell you, I must tell you the truth. Come out and let's join hand and fight for our freedom. We must get this freedom. Please, don't be afraid of anybody. Those people are afraid of the human being like you. Why are you scared of them? Why are you afraid of them? What do you think they are? Can they do more than that? My brother, please, if you cannot understand what they call Biafra, I'm very, very sorry for you. But I know that it's not everybody that comes from that Biafra will go with us. Some will remain as in Nigeria. But I'm not going to remain as in Nigeria. I'm a full Biafra, and I was born in Biafra land and brought up in Biafra land. The blood of Biafra land is in me. I must fight for my right. I must fight for Biafra. Thank you. That's all I want to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are bringing our proceedings to an end. We have been here since 2 a.m. The time now here is approaching. It's after 4 in the morning. We've not slept, as usual. We are here serving Biafra. We are not afraid of anything that Nigeria may throw in our direction. We are here to get the freedom of our people. We are not here to do any other thing. We are not here to seek any other prize than the total and unequivocal freedom for the people of Biafra. If you want to join us, you come. If you want to watch, you watch. If you join our enemies, you will die. Any Ifa Juna will come across will not live to tell the tale. They should all be prepared. We want to know if the creation of God, which is Biafra, is inferior to that nonsense that Frederick Lugard created. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you for joining us. We are going to be here again tomorrow. I wasn't able to get Barrister Mamezu to please close the proceedings for us today because of the fluctuations on the line. But we hope you'll be able to join us tomorrow. Whatever you have listened to us from today, what we say remains the same because we never change. That thing is this, that Biafra is our religion. Radio Biafra is where we worship every evening. And Chukwu Abiama is our God. That Chukwu Abiama that never changes, that keeps his word, his promise, that says that if we turn away from the iniquities which we have made ourselves in, he will come and rescue us. We call upon him to bless each and every one of you. But more importantly, God bless Biafra.
before.